The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Power door, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo. Welcome everyone to a very special Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hey friends.
Here we
Mount
go.
Rushmore, baby.
Hopefully Geneva talks to me after this.
Ooh, are yours controversial choices?
No, just after the thing. Okay. I really didn't think my choice was that controversial, but I guess it is. So here we
I
go.
I think it is, but all right, so.
All right, so today we're doing our Mount Rushmore, four of these bitches up on the wall.
Yes.
And four. Who's, okay, so the Mount Rushmore on, okay. I do it as who 50 years from now will be remembered as housewives. I am not picking my favorite housewives. How did Geneva do it?
So I took into account iconic nature, but also people that I personally found to be phenomenal housewives. So I think they will be remembered in 50 years. Definitely. I also think I like them as housewives.
Okay.
So Vicky is not on.
They would be
list.
Up on your thing. So George Washington, Thomas Jefferson.
Damn, did you do your research?
Oh, I'm looking at it right now.
Okay.
Theodore Roosevelt.
Okay.
The 26th president. Thomas Jefferson was the third. And Abe Lincoln, that motherfucker, 16th.
Okay.
All right. So it's very interesting. We all know what Abe did. Teddy, he experienced rapid economic growth as it entered the 20th century.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. Got him out of the Great Depression. Right?
He was a good guy then. Okay. And I don't know much about Teddy Roosevelt. Tommy Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson owned slaves.
He did.
Slave. Yes.
Well, fuck him then. He should be off the wall.
Right.
But today, if there was a Mount Rushmore, it's hard because they made this. When was this made? Who knows? The real Mount Rushmore.
As you guys can tell, we came in informed.
But, you know.
Yeah, when was it made?
So I'm just saying, so say Mount Rushmore was made today, Obama would be up there. Yeah. I think he's one of the best.
1927 to 1941 is when it was done.
Wow. Amazing. And who keeps it up?
I think it's a national monument. So
I got to get
Service?
There. I think it's cool.
It is
I love
cool.
to see
I mean,
all
the
this
fact
shit.
That it's carved out of rock is pretty amazing.
And why?
You know, I've never known, or at least I don't know anyone who's like gone there.
Ever
like,
seen
never
it.
Seen,
yeah. I don't believe it.
Oh, you think it's fake?
Yeah. I don't believe it's there until I'm going to see it for real. And it
all
better
right,
be.
So. Are we revealing all four at once? Are we going
Oh,
one
okay.
At
no,
time?
Let's go one at a time. One at a time. Okay.
All right.
Who's your... You go first.
All right. First, all right. First and most obvious...
We're so stupid.
I think of all choices would be Teresa Giudice is on my Mount Rushmore.
Teresa Giudice is on my Mount Rushmore.
Great.
As well.
Okay. Reasons why
Teresa's She's probably on, my number one.
Maybe as well. I think a couple things make her, to me, a phenomenal housewife. One... is that she's shown a lot. So you've seen, I mean,
everything.
You've seen some real shit, yeah. Right? So she opens everything up. And then I think secondly, her aggression and like her ability to really stand up for herself and be psychotic makes her phenomenal.
Yes.
And then
been there from the beginning.
Third, that makes her unique to me compared to the other housewives is her blanket of stupidity saves her from making better choices that would make her a boring housewife.
And she's just still the same old stupid idiot she ever was.
Right. But it's like it. The
yeah. Yeah. No, that
her
helps
ignorance
her.
Is
yeah.
like a blanket that like protects her from like, you know,
being
so
in the real world.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I would wonder if Teresa's at home like solving mathematical equations.
I know, right?
You know,
well, I mean, we rewatched season one recently. It was shocking to see her just blowing money left and right, and like, you know, it's just so the trend of her behavior has been there from the
beginning. She's learned a ton, but she's still biggest
reason. And I
think
she also probably has grown, right? Like, we have seen some growth.
Oh, she has for sure, especially with Joe.
Yes,
she was getting. I don't want to realize this, but she was getting cheated on at the beginning. They were all right.
Yeah,
I think he was, and. Yeah. Miley Teresa, she's so cute. Makes me love her more watching her with the little girls and the outfits and her, the what she would have been if she didn't join this stupid show.
Yeah.
My main reason Teresa's on it is because there has never been another housewife that has stopped production. Even Lisa Vanderpump.
That's a great point.
They go on without her. Yes. Teresa, I think you could come up with a whole new cast. You just would have to, and it'd be just as good. I'm sure there's a ton of great Italian families out there that I'm dying to watch,
right?
But
yeah, she shut down without production. Her, that's a great point.
She went to jail, and we didn't see anything.
I mean, when you think about her trajectory, right, like starts as this like little mom who's like trying to become like a stage mom to like a force of Bravo, who went to prison, whose husband got deported, whose parents died, she's still standing. Is she not on there?
Yeah.
Inarguable.
Teresa, to me, is she's gorgeous. She's got that hairline that would be etched perfectly into the side of a mountain.
It would. That's true. What's her hair? Is it curly, straight in the Mount Rushmore?
Curly. Oh, curly. Straight?
Well, I was thinking kind of like straight with curls, not like
season one
hair.
I love Teresa with the natural curly hair.
Yeah.
But she does do now the... See, I prefer my own, but I lost those curls somehow after I went off birth control. I've Googled it 100 million times if it's ever happened to anyone else. It doesn't seem to. But when I went off birth control, my hair went straight. Don't know. I mean, hormones, obviously, but I missed that. I had curls like that. It was so easy. But then when she does the straight... I think Teresa's just absolutely gorgeous. I'm sexually attracted to her. I think she is gorgeous.
She is. And her body, even season one, her body was phenomenal.
And Teresa's she can cook.
Yeah, she can cook. She's actually
a great mother.
Consider her a good mother, yes.
Oh, yeah, and I do. 100%.
She doesn't give a shit. She'll say anything to anyone. She'll be friends with anyone. She'll cut you off. She'll call you a whore. I mean,
yeah.
What more do you want?
Canceling out the brother.
And the fact that we've seen that entire family drama play out on television is thanks to Teresa.
I mean, yeah. She's national worldwide news.
Yep.
I mean.
All right. Give me one of yours. Ooh, all right. So we both agreed on one.
I hate the See You Next Tuesday Bethany, but do I put Bethany on or don't I? It's either Bethany or honestly Sonia in my eyes. But Bethany to me is because she made a stipulation in these agreements with the housewives and Bravo that they get a cut of their financial gain if they're showing it on the thing, and that is because of Miss Bitchface Frankel. And I hate Bethany. I don't miss her one bit. I don't really like her. I really don't.
I
think she belongs up there.
See, I think prior to this season, God, I still don't know. So I'll just tell you straight up. I'm between Bethany and Ramona for my last spot.
I know. It's hard.
And so I was leaning towards Bethany because I think what I sincerely appreciate about Bethany is she is authentic, I think. Even though she can be super obnoxious, she'll call anybody out.
She's impacted the show so much.
She talks so much shit. She's a massive success story. Now she's doing a ton of relief work. I don't dislike her.
She is what... I don't dislike her, but I don't like her. I don't want to hang out with Bethany ever.
Oh, no. I don't actually want to hang out with most of these people.
Yeah. Well, I do.
But the reason why I'm shifting a little bit is that, like we talked about on our live, what is Real Housewives of New York without Ramona? What is Real Housewives of New York without Bethany? It's still phenomenal.
But Ramona, to me, kind of, she's impactful, but she kind of still blends in. You forget about her in a weird way.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. But Bethany, again, to me, 100 years from now, she'll be remembered as a housewife, and I hate that, but she belongs on my freaking Mount Rushmore.
Okay, I think I'm going to agree with you then.
Ugh, I could just barf.
Ramona's fucking off, Bethany's on. I mean, I think, because Bethany, too, similarly, I think another reason why she's in my running, why I'll throw her up there, is, like, she, again, shows a lot, right? Even though I don't want to see her crying in therapy, I do appreciate, like, that she is.
It would drive me nuts authentic. To go out to lunch at a delicious place and someone orders my food. I'll order what the fuck I want. I couldn't hang out with somebody if they did that shit to me every time. Once in a while, or if you planned it. But if I'm going out to lunch with you, I'm weird. I want to eat. I'm weird about food. Like, I have to eat. I can never plan food out for the week. I eat what I'm in the mood for. Like, it's my last meal on this earth. Right. And I'm a little bitch baby if I don't get it. I really am. But food makes me happy. And I'd rather be 20 pounds overweight than turn my husband on at this point.
I like that. Okay, so we agree on Bethany. Interesting.
I don't agree with myself, but I can't go against it.
No, I can't really either. I mean, it's the same thing. It's like she, when you think about all the stuff you've seen Bethany go through, you've seen the ascent.
But then she's
gone.
You've
seen her. We saw season, what season did we watch recently? Three?
Two. Yeah.
Two. With her going at Luann, getting decimated by Ramona. She just keeps going, you know?
To me, it doesn't even matter what's happened on The Housewives. I guess and with Teresa, though. Just their ripple effect. To me, Bethany is the tidal wave. And yes. I can't imagine. If she wanted to come back, she could come back. Like, anytime.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Or she could get her own show. It's like she's.
Well, and she got her own show, right?
Yeah. So, or, I mean, another one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Bethany. Wow. Look at us. We both, I know. It's hard. I think this is the right way to approach it, which is like not our four favorite Foul Housewives.
Yeah.
The four that have made the biggest.
Okay. So then. All right. So then my next two were up against. Yeah. And everyone's going to hate me, but I love Sonia. But for some reason, I mean, Sonia, she's my Lucille Ball. She belongs up there. But Sonia, to me. So I get the same feeling from Sonia and Portia. So they're kind of a tie. So they kind of cancel each other out in my brain. And they eventually, like, I think they're both great, but they're not on my Mount Rushmore. I was between Ramona. Well, now this makes my mind up. It's Nene.
I agree.
Nene, Bethany, Teresa. So far, is that yours too?
Yes.
Oh, my fucking God. See, it was between Nene and Ramona for me. But Nene, to me, is another tidal wave.
Nene is a tidal wave. Nene, people hate Nene now.
They do.
And I get that because
I do too.
I've pretty much turned on
Nene. I don't
Nene
like
as well.
Her either, but.
But.
I like her. I don't know.
The way she can throw shade and talk shit and just her presence on the show has been massive.
There's a
when
presence.
You think about
everything.
The fights she's had with everyone, the shit with Kim Zolciak. Just she blew up and she made Real Housewives of Atlanta what it is, which is a cultural powerhouse.
Yes.
And
I think it's
because of Nene.
She's fascinating.
If you find somebody on the street, if you name a couple of housewives and they don't watch Housewives, I think they would know who Nene is.
Yeah. She was on. She crossed over. She was on Glee. She's a pop culture icon.
Right.
She's just a force to be reckoned with.
I think like Housewives doesn't mean you want to be friends with these people. It means they're iconic television, and she is. You've seen her face transform.
Everything.
So many different looks.
She divorced Greg, remarried Greg. That's mental illness. We love that.
Right. Pretty much tried to kill him while he had cancer. I mean,
Andy is, she's in with Andy. She could go on Watch What Happens Live. I think she has an open invitation. When they were here, or when she's in New York, she was on Watch What Happens Live like 15 times I saw in 1 month, it felt like.
Right.
I always find it fascinating who Andy hangs out with when no one's filming.
Yes.
He goes and visits Nene. They've had dinner in Miami, I saw. To me,
that says something.
She's it. I don't know.
I think
even if she's not on the show anymore. I'd miss her.
Yeah. I think that's the thing. It's like, if she wasn't there, and I think Atlanta probably needs to completely reset and she probably should go.
Yeah.
But how many seasons of Atlanta?
Give me another show with Nene. I need Nene some space.
I need, I enjoy Nene when Nene is in a good place and she's throwing shade and having a good time.
And it's
time.
Fun. She has that happy laugh.
I was just
There's nothing
say, her
like
laugh
it.
Laugh is one of life's great pleasures.
I can hear it right now.
Me too. It's a great laugh.
She's like, ha ha! Like that or something. She's just great. I love her.
She's over the top and I enjoy her.
And
would she be an asshole if you saw her in person? Yes.
100% yes. And that's another honor. It's like a Ramona.
Right. Has she left an impact? Undeniably.
She is like something in the wild. You don't go near Nene. If you do, then you're going to get killed by the tiger. Like, you just look from afar. You see her walking through the airport and you say, damn, I'm lucky I got to see her.
I can't believe we've agreed on three.
I know. This is crazy. We're sick. Of course we do. That's why we're together. That's why you're my
reality
companion.
TV partner.
My wife. My work wife. That's partner. What I call you. Yeah. You know, I just... Nini.
Can I have a split face for my last one? I just can't.
I know.
I can't.
Okay,
decide.
So tell me. So tell me your last one.
God, okay.
But so Lisa Vanderpump, I mean, she's a big force too, but she's not on my list.
She's not on my list either.
Does she, Bethany or LVP, it could be, but Bethany overpowers LVP.
See, like, I never understood the Lisa Vanderpump, like, stands because, yes, she's rich and opulent and whatever, but, like, she played the game. She wasn't authentic to me.
Yes.
Like,
yes,
I think she
yes.
played her friendships correctly.
I
she
agree.
Was always, you know, playing the middle and the posh. I'm like a very well-mannered blah,
I
blah,
agree.
Blah, blah. And I'm not there for that in a housewife. I just am not.
Yeah. I watched a little bit of the Vanderpump Rules Secrets Revealed. It was probably better than the whole season. I don't even understand why they could have showed that one episode. It was actually pretty decent. But Lisa was talking about how her restaurants are shut down. Now, when she moved from, they were making a lot of money then, maybe. They were cranking. Because the house that she lived in near Adrian Maloof, when
yes.
they could walk across, then yep. they moved to Villa Rosa. They probably are in some debt with that house. That's an expensive house, right? And they bought it top of market, you think?
Yeah, but
what
I bet
think,
like
2011?
They're friends with Muhammad Hadid. They probably got some kind of deal from
okay.
somebody. You know what I
okay.
mean? But
we'll have to see. I don't want them to go broke. I really want her. I don't want her businesses to crumble. I don't. But I will. I'm interested to see the real finances of them. And if they're
yes.
loaded rich, okay. And if they're not, I just need to know.
I think
I
we're
bet
gonna
you
find
they
out
are. People are
going to
come
down.
Rip me a new asshole anytime I bring up Lisa Vanderpump.
I know.
So.
Be careful.
I like Lisa Vanderpump, but I don't want to eat her box like everybody else.
No, nor do I. I don't think she's that great of a housewife.
You were 100% correct. She wasn't authentic.
Yeah.
100%.
No, never. She was always playing the middle, wearing a hat, some cleavage.
I never realized it until that she was gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
Took me a while.
I need to know who yours last one
my last one has
me.
To be because I'm a stickler for what I... It's Vicky because she's number without the housewives, and she'll go down in history with that meme of like shut the door, like at the end. I hate Vicky. I think she knew about. I think she lied about cancer. I think she's a scumbag. She votes for Trump. She's probably does terrible things behind closed doors. She's probably scamming people with that insurance. I don't like her, but she's the reason we got everything, and that my reason is why she's up on my stupid wall.
So really only because she started everything.
Yes.
She's
number
foundation.
One. That means okay. something to me. When you're okay. the first pioneer of something, that means something to me.
Okay. I just, yeah, I hate Vicky.
I know.
I just didn't
I know.
Enjoy her enough. Did I? Though?
If George Washington wasn't on Mount Rushmore, I enjoyed Vicky until it got to a certain point. With the
yeah,
Brooks
and, you know,
is where I lost
other,
Vicky.
Yeah, that's the other thing is like maybe if it had been a couple, if she hadn't lasted as long, I would feel differently, but...
No, I completely agree. I agree. If she doesn't, I'm the only one I think who thinks this. But if George Washington is up there, to me, she's my George Washington. I don't like her at all. She doesn't deserve to be up there. But
yeah.
she, I mean, I guess to me, she is the OG in that. And in 100 years, she's
got to
be
fight
up there
that
with that
watch
ugly
what happens
face.
Live,
we've watched her face transform as well. You
yes,
know, she's given us a ton. So.
Do you remember the Watch What Happens Live, the big one they did where Ramona was beefing with everybody and her and Vicky started yelling about who started the Housewives?
Yes.
And like Ramona was like, I mean, you did, but we really did.
But
and there
we
was
really
an article
put it on
the in the New York Post. Like she was like going off.
Oh, and God. I don't believe Ramona. I started Housewives probably with OC.
God, I still can't decide. All right, so I'm really like, if I could.
Okay, who's
really,
your last?
If I was the sculptor, I would do a split face, and it would be a combination of Portia and Sonia.
All right, you got to come down to one. Yeah, there's one. I'd say Sonia out of those two, but I don't.
Yeah, I'm leaning towards Sonia. I'll tell you why I love Portia and why I think she. If there were
and
more
I love
than
Portia
four,
too.
Why she would deserve a spot. I think she brought a real lightness and energy to. Atlanta yes. that was missing. She was young when she came on. And again, we've watched her entirely transform
yes.
through marriages. She's shown everything. I mean, this Dennis shit has been unbelievable. And throughout it all, she has maintained like a centering presence on the show. She's fought mm-hmm. people. She's yelled at people. She's had iconic reunion moments.
Did you see her protesting?
I started crying. Yeah. I mean,
beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. So she deserves, she deserves
fuck
in
yes,
my mind.
Portia, you are the shit, girl.
Love her. However, my argument for Sonia is that if you removed Sonia from Real Housewives of New York, the show would be entirely less fun.
Oh,
think
yeah.
about every season.
She's brought so
even
much.
Even season one, Sonia was at Scary Island. She's like telling Kelly to her face she's crazy. Like, I mean, you're crazy. You've lost it. I mean, who does that? She has these random assistants. She's fallen all over the place. There's the Miami episodes. Last season, there's her unraveling over the Morgan letters. I mean, it just never ends. The amazingness
yeah.
she brings to the screen.
Rosé all day. And I'm mentally breaking down over the ex-husband,
yelling.
The house.
Yes. And I mean, just
the
her
dog
whole,
poop. Just the, how open she is.
Calling the guy the wrong name the entire time in Miami. Remember, what was his name? Like Taj. And she's yeah, calling yeah. him like... Taj.
She's unbelievable. Falling drunk, almost cracking her head open.
Yeah.
Flirting with the firefighters.
I mean, come on.
She's
yeah,
everything
and I just,
you want.
I really
agree with
think
you.
That if she was gone, New York would not be the same show.
Oh, and her and Sonia are such a key.
Okay.
I mean, her and Ramona together.
Yes.
But sadly, yeah, she didn't make my cut, but I do love her so much.
How about, okay, we reposted this. Sonia's playing with us guys on social media. She's like following us, likes all our posts, responds to our stories. We're trying to get her for an interview. But long story short, somebody posted, we reposted it on our Instagram at Escape Reality Podcast. There's like
oh, it's
a
Bravo
scene,
Historian.
Bravo Historian. There's a scene in the last episode where she suddenly has a napkin on her head, which I don't remember. I have to go back. I didn't even see that. And it's like, what is this? And we tagged her and was like, what's happening here? She reposted it but didn't answer the question. But it's like things like that, just small moments where she's like the cackling person in the background or telling Luann that she needs to, like, she's off the walls and she's an alcoholic. I mean, it's just never ends. It's so good. Sonia's the best.
Sonia is the, she is. I am so like, yeah, I love Sonia more than anything. I really do. So is she your pick?
She's my pick. So it's C2 from New York. This was always going to be the case. Bethany, Sonia, Teresa, Nene.
Oh, I forget Bethany's even, she's like isolated off New York for me. It's I forget she is even, in, yeah.
Yeah, that would be my four.
Who, say it again?
Bethany, Teresa, Nene, Sonia. Those are the four.
Those are good. Who's mine? Vicky, Nene, Teresa, and...
Bethany. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to make some... I'm staring at the Mount Rushmore. I got to get there. Well, guys, I mean...
I feel pretty,
tell us
I feel
what
pretty
you think.
Good. Yeah. I mean, I think... it's problematic to have two from one franchise. This is how I felt when we were doing our Greatest Housewives moment. But in reality, New York is by far my favorite franchise, and I just
oh, they
can't.
Are.
And
they're top.
To be honest,
they're
like Beverly dog. Hills and OC, I could give a fuck. I don't need them.
Bethany, you know, I actually OC could be completely gone.
Yes.
I want the Beverly Hills, but again, I want actresses gone.
Yeah.
Garcelle can stay because to me, she's being truly authentic. Next week, there's a clip of her kids hear her say shit and they go swear. And she's like, why are you sitting right there? Go away. Go run around and play. I thought you were playing so I can cuss. And it's like, that's how it's done, mama. Don't be like Denise mental case. Right. It's hilarious. Wait till you see it. Her kid. Yeah. I love that. So I don't know about I like the I'm actually enjoying it probably because there's nothing else on TV, but I'm really excited about Below Deck Med.
Shout out though to the person who commented on the post and was like, every season I did not realize this till they saw that. Did you see this one? Every
no.
season of Below Deck is the same. Hannah is gonna not like the chef. The chief stews are gonna hate her. Like their post was like whatever
yeah,
they commented.
Just going
was,
to be the same thing. It always is. Hannah doesn't get along
okay.
with the chef. All the stews
yes.
hate Hannah.
Yep.
The deck people don't like the bosun.
Yes.
Everybody hates authority. It's the same show over and over again. I grow a bit weary. Best thing to come out of last season was June Hannah.
June.
I'm sorry,
Hannah?
But To me, good. Below Deck, I'll watch that shit over and over and over. See, because I love it.
I
am
also somebody, though, I can watch 70 seasons of Love It or List It. Like, I like a predictable show. And I think that the guests make Below Deck not feel like the same show.
Me
so
too.
I don't have a problem with it.
I
so
don't feel like it's on a hamster wheel one bit. No, I feel like every season's different.
Right.
Tell me on another season where someone almost got their foot ripped off. They don't.
Right.
Okay.
And you get to see shit you don't get to see usually. Like, we never knew anything about boats. Now I know something about boats.
Watching
not really,
them,
but
I bring this up all the time, but watching them back a huge yacht in is not easy.
Right.
That is fun to watch. How, I mean, Bravo, it's just, Bravo's a hamster wheel. It's the same shit over and over and over. And I'm going on, I don't even want to know how many years.
I know. I don't either.
I got to watch this till I'm dead. When's it going to stop?
We're dead probably. I don't know. Oh,
90 Day Fiance, I'm really praying. I'm almost pissed at 90 Day Fiance for bringing back, you know, what's his face, Jenny, and I want to say Sutton, that's not his name,
Sameet. Yeah, me too. Fuck that.
Why he's married.
Terrible.
That's not 90 Day Fiance.
No, we don't need that. See, this is my issue with the show, but that's a whole nother.
We'll get into it.
Don't worry, guys. We'll be cussing out 90 Day Fiance in no time.
It better be good. It better better be something.
Right. Agreed. Better be. Otherwise,
But, you know, I think it's so. Okay, let's reconvene. Mine is Vicky, which is, it's a controversial pick.
Very problematic.
Again, I hate her, but it's just because she's my George.
Yeah, well, 3 out of 4 on the same page is not bad. We are definitely in sync.
Nene, I agree with you on yours 100%. I love Sonia. You know, what is it? Nene, Bethany, and Teresa.
Teresa, it's a strong Mount Rushmore. Well, guys, tell us your Mount Rushmores in the comments. If you didn't catch us live, we got a lot of yours there. A lot of Leahs were in the Mount Rushmore, which was shocking to us, but we like Leah. But
you know, Kathy's right. Leah reminds me of the best friend that you had I had a friend like this who I loved, but she was very pushy. She got you into all the clubs. She had a boyfriend who was a club promoter at 20, he was 30 years old. You're 18. She's just very like mover and a shaker. And it, like, just how she gets in Ramona's face. She's not shy about anything. Do you know what I mean? Like, I was very naive, and I've always been kind of outspoken, but very still naive. Did you have a friend like that that was a get ahead of this time? And like, were you that friend or no?
I was not. No.
Yeah. No. Like, do you know what I mean? Like a friend that was always like, oh, we're going to get into the club. And I'm like, I don't know if my mom can get me into the club. And they're like, well, come spend the night. And I'm like, I don't know if I can lie to my mom. And that's her. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, totally. She also, I saw she's bipolar, which I think adds another layer to this.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
And she's on medicine?
I guess so, yeah.
Which, and she shouldn't be drinking on the medicine?
I don't know about that, but I just...
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, she's bipolar too. I don't know the difference.
Well, I don't know. Maybe she can be drinking. I shouldn't say that. And the more I think about it, that was troubling. It was fun to watch. I got to rewatch that whole episode. It was too much going on. How did we miss a napkin on Sonia's head? You're right. I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
That's top tier.
Yeah. Yep.
I could go on and on.
All right, guys. I hope you agree with us. If you don't, let us know. Even if you don't, everybody has their own Mount Rushmore. So share your.
And we love you guys so much for being patrons. And if you love us, if you've never done it, if you could just shoot us a 5-star review, it could help us out. And
on Apple, we would
really love you.
Yeah. If you haven't, feel free. We would sincerely appreciate it. And we'll be back before you know it. We're dropping an episode. What's next? 90 Day Fiance.
Yeah. Is it a finale yet? I mean, God, what do we have to watch?
Come on. It's got to be the finale.
Come on.
Yeah. Wrap it up. Cue the music. All right, guys. We love you so much. We'll be back.
We love you.